19 minutes past three, the World Health Organization has been holding a briefing in regard to the COVID-19 situation on the continent. Our reporter Kevin Brunt at Eyewitness News has been keeping a close eye on that and joins us now on 702 Drive. Kevin, welcome and thanks very much for your time. Key messages, what should we know that came out of that briefing? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, John. Word from the WHO Africa is that the continent is very much in the grips also of a third wave of the COVID-19 pandemic, officials saying that new COVID-19 cases are up by 30% over the past 7 days, also saying that deaths have increased by 15%, and they in particular pointed out that five countries account for 76% of the new COVID-19 cases being recorded, South Africa contributing 43% of that figure, followed by Tunisia, Zambia, Uganda, as well as Namibia. They also mentioned that three countries have passed their second wave of the peak, and those countries are the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Namibia, as well as Uganda. The WHO's Dr. Machidiso Moeti, she's the regional director, she also addressed the issue with regard to COVID-19 vaccinations, saying that less than 1% of Africa's population have so far received a COVID-19 vaccine shot. Here's what she had to say, John.
Africa's rollout is picking up speed with over 5 million doses administered in the past 5 days compared to around 3.5 million doses per week for the past 3 weeks. Almost 12 million people are now fully vaccinated, but this is still less than 1% of Africa's population. Unfortunately, 23 countries have used less than half of the doses they have received, including four of the countries experiencing a resurgence. These countries are facing logistical challenges, gaps in operational funding, and vaccine hesitancy, among other factors.
Yeah, it's quite a range of issues being highlighted there. Kevin, have they spoken at all about, I suppose, the movement of the pandemic? Is it moving between countries? Is it moving within countries? I suppose I picture a map of the continent in my head. I then place on it those countries that you've highlighted. But are there any countries that are, for example, moving into a first wave?
No indications from the WHO. At this stage, John, the information that we're receiving is that most countries have experienced a second wave of the pandemic. The officials say that more than 5 million people have tested positive for the disease. 136,000 people have passed away. And these are the figures that they're giving us, but in particular also highlighting once again the importance of vaccination and the enormous task that still lies ahead for most of the countries in terms of work that they need to do in terms of vaccinations to get more vaccines rolled out. Also with regard to vaccine hesitancy and also authorities sharing more information with regard to COVID-19 vaccines. And we obviously have seen the massive spike in cases also recorded here on home soil. And a number of officials have now already addressed and put plans in place. Some of them also say that the bolstered measures announced by the president earlier this week came way too late, that it should have been done much sooner. There are also calls for more stringent action to be taken, saying that the rules that have been implemented simply is not enough to a disease that is already rapidly spreading. I also spoke to the South African Medical Association earlier today, who indicated that at this stage it appears as if the third wave might be worse than the second wave that we have experienced. Obviously saying that it is still early days in terms of a comparison, but you've seen already in particular the number of cases or new cases registered in Gauteng, causing a lot of concern for the officials with regard to that. We've also now heard that the schools will be given vaccines, 300,000 an initial batch that will be coming through for that cohort. We expect an update from the health officials either later today or then by tomorrow in terms of exactly how that process will unfold. And also now following the announcement by the US FDA with regard to the contamination of possible contamination of J&J shot at the plant in Baltimore and the vaccines that subsequently now had to be discarded at the plant here in the Eastern Cape. They've also given an indication that those vaccines will be replaced from as early as next week onwards. So at this stage, it looks as if we are on track to at least make up for lost time
yes.
in terms of vaccinations. But I suppose only time will tell
indeed.
You know, how soon that can be and how far the vaccination program will be rolled out, John.
Thanks very much, Kevin Brandt, our Eyewitness News reporter.